message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise God, for we are here tonight to praise Him. Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate God for this great opportunity. I also want to appreciate my Father and the Lord, my pastor, my mentor, my teacher, my trainer. Thank you, sir. Can you please help me to appreciate my pastor? Thank you, sir, for this great opportunity to be here. I also want to appreciate our mama for being a good help and good support and being a good teacher. I pray that God will continue to help and support you in the name of Jesus. Tonight we are here to cross every opposition, and I pray whatever opposition that is standing between you and your higher height shall be crossed tonight in the name of Jesus. The topic tonight is crossing opposition to higher height via praise. Crossing opposition to higher height via praise. Our pastors have told us the higher height is a place of honor, a place of privilege, a place of breakthrough, a place of abundance, of prosperity, of success, unlimited. However, between where you are to that higher height, there are opposition, because there are forces that will not allow you to get to where you want to go. There are opposition. Oppositions are barriers. They are barricades that block you. They serve as a blockage. In order not for you to go, you see, if a door is shut, no matter how powerful you are, no matter how heavy you are, no matter the anointing you carry, if you get to the door, you will pause. Why? Because that door is an opposition. You must apply a brake. You must stop. Then if you have the key, you open it. And if you don't have the key, you continue struggle. That is what some people are experiencing in their life. From where they are to where they ought to be, there is opposition. There are some things that restrain them. There are some things that confine them. There are some things that limit them. There are some things that never allow them to get to where they are going. And to crush means to destroy totally. I'm here to tell you that no matter how big the challenge may be, no matter how tough the oppositions may be, no matter how many they are, there is something that is very, very vitally important with this praise. There is no situation in your life that praise cannot handle, because praise is potent. Praise is powerful. God lives in praise. God manifests himself through praise. God demonstrates his power through praise. Every time we praise him, God will show up in that situation and will make a way. I see God making a way tonight for you in the name of Jesus. Let me pray for you that every opposition that is standing between you and your breakthrough tonight is crushed in the name of Jesus. Praise is God's giving weapon in your hands to cross any opposition. If you have praise, you have made. Because if you are praiseful and you are a man and a woman that praise God genuinely, you are carrying God everywhere. And the praise that cross opposition is called praise warfare. Somebody say praise warfare. A praise warfare is when you engage with all your strength, with all your mind, with all your energy, with all your heart in praise and praise to God. And when you engage in that kind of prophet, you are just praising God. You are demonstrating how mighty he is. You are voicing out how big your God is. Not the situation you are facing, not the challenging that is confronting you, not the opposition that is ahead of you, not the competitions, not anything, but you are praising God. You are telling him is mighty. You are telling him is beautiful. You are telling him is powerful. That there is none that be compared unto him. That no mountain can stand before him. That is the Arugo Ojor. That he has all the power. When you begin to praise him, you engage in praise warfare. And as you are doing that, God will begin to fight your battle for you. I see God fighting battle for you in the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, in the race of life, praise is what gives you a race in haste. If you need a race, hastily engage in praise. Because praise is a lifter. He has a power to lift you. He has power to preach you. Because praise warfare is what disarms every enemy of progress ahead of you. And we see that demonstrated in the life of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. If you read from verse 1 to 24, these people want to engage in war. And the opposition are too many, because two nations combined together to fight one nation. And he consulted God. God told him, this battle is not yours. You don't have the ammunition enough to fight these people. You do not have the necessary gun to shoot at them. Even the bomb you are carrying is not enough. These people are mighty. Don't worry, this battle is not yours. I will fight it for you. And God fought the battle. And how? Because they engage in praise. Tell your friend, engage in praise. Children of God, a child of Israel, find themselves in Jericho, and to enter that Jericho, there was a wall. And then when God told them what to do, God did not tell them, go and look for bulldozer. But God said, set people that will praise me. And via praise, all the mountains became plain. I see mountains becoming plain before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Very quickly, why praise? Number one, you were created to praise him. You were created to praise him. Isaiah 43, verse 21 said, these people have I formed for myself, that they should show forth my glory. But the Bible says that God deliberately created you so that you can show forth his praise. Anywhere you appear, it is praise. So people can praise God in your life. People can celebrate God in your life. That is why God created you. And that is one genuine reason why we must engage ourselves in praise. Number two, to locate a way out, as in to locate a way of escape. When it seems the road is blocked, when it seems there is no way, when it seems that this opposition is overwhelming, God make a way. Psalm 16 verse 11, the Bible says, thou shalt show me a path of life. That path of life is a way of escape. It's a way of escape. Anytime you find yourself in a tough situation and it looks as if there is no way. It looks as if your admission is not coming. It looks as if that course you will fail. It looks as if your school fee is not going to be paid. It looks as if you'll be rusticated. It looks as if you will lose that contract. It looks as if you will lose that baby. It looks as if you will not get married on time. And when that situation seems overwhelming, and you look at it, how am I going to get this done? How am I going to achieve this? What you need to do is not thinking. What you need to do is praise. When you engage in praise, Lord will step in. Then he will make a way for you. He will make a way for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Number three, to secure divine help. There are some things you cannot do all by yourself, because the Bible says it is not by power, neither is it by mind, but it's by my spirit. There are things you cannot do by yourself, because there are things that are happening that your physical eyes cannot see. There are some situations that are beyond you. There are some gates of hell that is more powerful than you, unless and until you engage the force of praise. But when you engage in praise, God Almighty will begin to send you help from above. God Almighty, we send people to assist you. God Almighty, we send people to help you. God Himself will step in and assist you. I see the assistance from heaven coming to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Let's look at the kind of praise that cross opposition. What are the kind of praise that can cross every opposition? This kind of praise can cross any opposition in life. Number one, praise is targeted, or a targeted praise. Praise for praise to work, you must target it. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you have faith like a seed of a mustard, said, you will say unto this mountain. So there must be an object, or there must be a situation, then you speak to it. The same way, that is how praise works. If you want to engage in praise warfare, there must be a situation you want to address. There must be a challenge before you that you want to get solved. Then you target that praise against it. That the purpose of that opposition is to make himself so big, as if it's bigger than you, as if it's bigger than your God, as if it's bigger than your anointing that you carry. But when you begin to praise God in the midst of that situation, in the midst of that challenge, in the midst of that opposition, when you engage in praise, you are blessing God. You are wonderful. You are saying, Lord, you are powerful. None can be compared unto you. Who is this devil before you? Every mountain before you shall become plains, because the Bible says, who is that mountain before Zerubbabel? The Bible says, we become plain. Who is that walls of Jericho before God that pulled down the walls of Jericho? Who is that opposition? Who said a thing that come to pass if the Lord had not said it? And you begin to take him, you begin to praise him. Your word is powerful. Your hands is powerful. Your word is mighty. You are the one that lifts your words above your name. There is none that can compare unto you. No situation that you cannot handle. You are big. You are mighty. You are big. You are mighty. You are excellent. You are the one who works, who is to come. When you speak, mountain will move. When you speak, oh, rivers will parted. When you speak, a tree can dry up. When you speak, fowl can flow from heaven. When you speak, manna can fall from heaven. When you appear, mountain will disappear. When you think in your presence, the idols of Baal will bow. When you begin to talk like that, God's hair begin to swell. And yet, this boy, you have come again. You want to put me into actions. God will begin to dance on his throne. And when you are appreciating and give praise in him, you see God moving in your direction, and that opposition, the Lord will crush it. I see God crushing opposition before you in the name of Jesus. Number two, praise that works, that cross every enemy or every opposition, is a joyful praise. Somebody shout and say, joyful praise. Psalm 63 verse 5, the Bible says, my mouth shall praise thee with a joyful lips. You see, you can be praiseful and you might not be joyful. And that will not work. That because, you see, when you begin to praise people, sometimes it's not coming from your heart. And sometimes you are making mockery of them. Please and please, don't address God like that, because it will not work. If you want God to step in and cross every opposition, brother and sister, you must do it with joy. Joy must be wallowing in your heart. You must be bubbling with joy. And that is why you can dance and shake your bum bum. And that is why you can sit down and still be dancing. And that is why your leg is spinning. You will say, Lord, I engage in warfare. And that you are dancing. You are shaking your head. You are, as you are shaking your leg, you are jumping and you are leaping. You are doing it with joy. And when you do that, God will step in and he will make a way for you in the name of Jesus. Number three kind of praise that cross opposition is an audible praise. It's an audible praise, a laudable praise. Praise that is audible. Praise that is hearable. Praise that is tangible. Praise that is forceful. Don't tell me you are praising God while your mouth is shut. What kind of praise is that one? And what my Bible tells me in Acts of Apostles chapter 16 from verse 25 to 26, Paul and Silas was caged in a prison, and the Bible tells me that they prayed. Nothing seems to happen. But when they engage in praise, oh, the Bible says the angel came and suddenly the chain on their hands were loose. And the Bible tells me in that kind of praise that they are praised, the Bible says they praise so much so that all the prisoners heard them. All the that praise was so loud that everybody heard it. I try to look at the kind of praise they are praising in the prison. I look at it, the handcuff is in their hands, and they are joining the handcuff together, and that handcuff is making sound, pa, 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 ka, 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 as this one is doing kong, 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 another one is doing second, 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 and as they are praising God, God was moved to action, and when God came, he break the chain, every chain that is holding you, the Lord is breaking it tonight in the name of Jesus. From tonight, nothing will stop you from moving forward. In the name of Jesus. Praise must be loud. And that is why Psalm 66 verse 8 said, may the voice of his praise be heard. He said, let it be hard. Don't keep quiet. Don't keep quiet. Very quickly, let's look at ways to praise God. Oh, I feel like we should just continue to praise God right now. Number one, you praise God by clapping your hands. Come on, clap your hands together, all the people of God. Hallelujah. Can you make it more louder? Psalm 47, verse 1a. The Bible says, oh, clap your hands, oh, ye people. It didn't say, clap your hands, tambourine. It didn't say, clap your hands, you idols. It didn't say, clap your hands, you speaker. It didn't say, clap your hands, you microphone. It said, let the people clap. I want every people seated in this hall of holiness to clap your hands together for Jesus. Number two, you praise God by shouting. Psalm 47 verse 1b, the Bible says, shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. You see, let me tell you, there are many different types of shouting. But you see, the Bible is specific here. He said, a shout of triumph. Do you know what that means? When you battle or when you face an opposition and suddenly you receive victory, you will shout, oh! Oh! Glory to God! The shouting side is the winning side. Can you shout to God? Number two, by making a joyful noise. See, there is difference between sound and noise. Don't confuse it. There is difference between sound and noise. You see, once anything can make sound, anything can make sound. But you see, only human being can make noise. And that is why God said that you should make noise. But here, he said, make a joyful noise. You see, in Psalm 66, verse 1, he says something that is very, very instructive. He said, make a joyful. You see, there are many kind of noise. When evil things happen, people make noise. Am I right? You see, when whether bad or good, people make shout. People make noise. Or when you are scared, you can make noise. Hey, you see, but this one is not going to work. The one that will work, that will cross opposition, is a joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful noise, go. You see, another one is, you praise God by singing. You praise God by singing. There is something when you sing. You see, the crashoti I prato da selia gabaya. Hey, I'm too excited in my spirit. You see, Psalm 149 verse 6. The Bible says, let the high praise of God be in their mouth. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth. What is it for? The Bible says, oh, my Satan, to execute judgment. Hey, praise is what execute judgment. And when you begin to sing to God, oh, I remember what happened in Joshua chapter 6, in verse 5, God told them, when they faced the walls of Jericho, he said, this is what you're going to do. Assign the priest, and there's something they must carry. The Bible called it on. A ram horn. Yes, a ram horn. And the Bible says, let them blow it. You see, he didn't say blow it. He said blast it. And in verse 5 of Joshua chapter 6, the Bible says they make a long blast of that ram horn. And as they do that, the Bible says that all the people shout. You see, Bible tells me in Psalm 47, verse 5, the Bible says that God is gone up with a shout. Oh, let me tell you what happened to the walls of Jericho. You see, God was seated. And when God was seated, they were making that noise. The first day, they went. Nothing happened. The second day, nothing happened. Third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. But on the seventh day, when they blasted that horn, and all the people shouted, God was lifted with a noise. And you see, by the time he landed on the walls of Jericho. Woo! And everything disappeared. Tonight, every walls of Jericho before you will collapse in the name of Jesus. Then lastly, you praise God with a dance. And this is what I like. This is what I like. You are going to stand on your feet right now. And you are going to praise God like never before. You are going to praise God like never before. I have just 2 minutes to praise God. You see, well, don't mind person she says to you, the person may not be dancing, the person may not be laughing, he may be frowned. Don't look at that. You want to praise God to crush every opposition before you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Somebody make a noise to God. He may not marry a lady man. He may not marry a lady. It's worthy of our praise. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you honor. There is no like.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-78. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.